And you know it's the goal, and you knew it looked good going into the weekend, all those things. What's it feel like when you finally clinch and you take a deep breath and you say, well, at least one goal out of the way?
You know, we ain't got to worry about getting into the big dance. You know, we got enough tickets to do that. But now it's a little bit more personal than it would be anything else. It's a rival game, and we're gonna treat it as such.
And what did your defense feel like last night, given the fact that you had all pieces in place for the first time in a while? Did it feel like that out there? Did it feel like a different, like, okay, here, the big boys are all in place now?
Just felt like 11 guys, no matter which 11 it was, is out there going as hard as possible, you know, and giving everything that they can for each other. And I felt that we were more playing for each other than we were for a W, you know, and it just happened to come out that way. And the more we stuck together, the more we believed in ourselves, the better everything started to turn out. And I just think our team chemistry grew yesterday more than individuals.
As good as you played all year defensively as a unit?
I would say so, yes, I agree. You know, especially with all our pieces coming back and not knowing if they got to knock rust off, you know, and that plays a factor. And everybody jumped in and gave everything they had, and it turned out great.
How much fun is it to play the Green Bay Packers for the championship, knowing that you've already got a playoff spot in Miami? It seems to me this would be the definition of as much fun as it gets.
I mean, Sunday Night Lights, baby. You know, it don't get no better than that, and we couldn't ask for more, you know. So, second Sunday night game of the year, and it just happened to be in a row, and it's a rival game, you know. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to shine when the lights come on.
What'd you learn from game one with the Packers?
We need to play harder and smarter when we go up against Aaron Rodgers.
Flat out, huh?
He's a guy that can make a lot of passes on the run, you know, and we know his style. We know how he can be. You know, we can't take last week lightly. You know, at the end of the day, he's still Aaron Rodgers, still the Green Bay Packers, and we got to treat him as such.
How much of the guys been pointing toward this game since the November 22nd loss? I know you guys really wanted to get back at him.
More so wasn't pointing at this game. You know, at the end of the day, we still controlled everything in front of us, but only by how we play the teams in front of us. So it was a one-week show. You know, we came out each week, did what we had to do. Some games went our way, some games didn't. But at the end of the day, we're in the big dance, you know. So we gotta bring this one home. This would be great for Minnesota. This would be great for our fans, and it'd just be great for the city. We ain't watched the film yet, you know, so I heard it was a rough one for them boys. But at the end of the day, man, each week can go however. It ain't going to go how everybody expects at the end of the day, you know. So the only team, we can hurt ourselves, they can hurt themselves, you know, at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, it's a rival game. They're going to show up more prepared than they were for someone that's not in their division, someone that they don't play twice. Because it's hard to beat a team twice, and they know it. So they're going to come in ready, and we're going to come in ready, and we just going to see who throw the most bowls.
What has to change this time for you guys to come out on top?
I need to talk to Coach Zimmer about that tomorrow. And when he let me know, I'm going to let you know.
Do you approach this one any different than you did that?
No, we approach every week the same, you know. Doing your job for the guy next to you so he can do his job, and we play as a unit.
What are the keys in doing as good a job as you can possibly do with Rodgers or against Rodgers?
The only keys I can say right now is keeping that man in the pocket. Outside of that, Coach Zim got to go over the game plan because everything changes each week, and we don't know where he aiming, you know. So we gonna be all right though.
Did you find any Beat Green Bay shirts in your locker room this week, or beanies or anything?
Not this week, but I still got my other one. I wear it quite often because I didn't forget about that game as well. But you know, it's just a shirt. It ain't gonna mean nothing on Sunday.
How much you gonna wear it this week? That shirt.
It's in the washing machine. I'll get it out. I'm definitely going to have it on this week. You know, it's a friendly reminder. We need to know that. It was great having Linval back. You know, me and him are going to sit down some more, watch some film, and be ready for this game. You know, I feel like if me and him on page, everything else will fall into place, you know. So we're really key to stopping that run, and that's what we got to focus on this week so far.
How nice is it to have a guy like Tom Johnson come in and fill in for either one of you guys? I mean, he had the 2 sacks last week.
Tom plays a great role in our defense. He's a great athlete. He's been doing nothing but showing up for us this year. So that's just credit to his ability as a player.
How important will it be to do a better job against Eddie Lacy? He seemed to kind of kickstart their offense a little bit last time around.
Just a guy that got that has the ball. We got to get to the guy with the ball, no matter who it is. You know, Eddie Lacy not their best back, and they got good backs over there. So, again, we just got to get to the guy with the ball. It don't matter who it is.
But you know this one's name, though. this running back's name.
Oh, yeah, because he went to Alabama, SEC.
Oh, there you go.
You guys are in. Do you look at any larger picture at this point?
There is no larger picture. It's the Green Bay Packers. It's who it is. You know, we're in the dance. Yeah, we know that. But we gotta put that to the side. It's not time to celebrate yet. We still got a lot of work to do.
You tired of being pushed around by the Packers and the time you've been here? Well, the Vikings is the team
around.
I have.
Don't tell me I get pushed around.
No, I'm talking about the Vikings as the team.
I mean, I am tired of that, you know. It's been 3 years since I've been here, and the Packers have been the toughest game every year, year in and year out. So, again, I'm not speaking because the Packers were my favorite team growing up. I'm speaking because I know this team. This team is one of the real deals in our division, and we can't take them lightly.
They were your favorite team growing up?
No.
Okay.
I'm an Eagles fan.
Okay.
What would it mean to take home that NFC North crown?
I never had the feeling. I've never even been in the playoffs. So after the game, you'll see it on my face. I'll show it. I'll smile.
You'll smile.
I'll jump a little bit.
Too. Okay.
If the weather is nasty, does that favor the defense a little bit?
We played in 0 degrees.
favor the defense?
I mean, I think it's beneficial for both sides. You know, I think that's a neutralizer for everybody, you know, because we both got to play in it. It's the elements, you know. And it makes people tougher. It makes people weaker. But at the end of the day, you still got to go out and do it. You still got to do your job. So how would you take it?
Yeah. Do you think the Packers' confidence could be shaken a little bit from yesterday?
I can't. I'm not putting that on tape now. You know, it's the Green Bay Packers. The confidence don't leave, and it's not that easy to just take someone's confidence away. You know, at the end of the day, they can easily jump back on a horse, and you got to understand who that quarterback is. And I'm not taking him lightly, so